Okay, Shosu Mashitzi, sitting at a different corner. It's a little bit Shosu Mashitzi. The Akedah is perhaps the most significant moment in Jewish history, in that everything which we have, everything we're zeichet to as a nation, is in the schus of this Akedah. Not just the big things, but the small things Chazal tell us about the big things. That although it didn't seem normal that there should be such a nisayon like this for Avraham Avinu, that it should be tested to shecht his son, Chazal say, we know Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way he works, that he's makdim, the refuah koidim l'makah. He establishes the refuah before the makah. In light of that, Chazal tell us that the Akedah was already a kapara which was built in for the Chet HaEgel. So that Aveira that Bnei Yisrael committed, which tore the universe apart, there was already something HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planted in advance to save that catastrophe, and that's the Akedah. That's on a, of course, on a more cosmic level. But everything which we have, which we're zeichet to throughout all of history, is in the schus of that Akedah. As Chazal say, Vayikach es ha-macheles. Why is this sakin called a macheles? Chazal tell us. The Rabbanan say, Kol achilas she-Yisrael o-eichlim b'lamazeh. Everything which we eat in this world, atem o-eichlim ele b'schus o-eis ha-macheles. It's in the schus of that macheles. I want to discuss a little bit tonight this inyan of the macheles. That this word ma'acheles, the whole inyan of this ma'acheles, we have a drasha here from the Rabbanan answering of Chanina's kasha, lama nikra sakin, lama la nikra sakin. Why is it not called the sakin? Why is it called the ma'acheles? So Rashi quotes this answer. There's another answer that the Medrash gives, which is of Chanina's answer himself. He says it's ma'acheles lefish machsheres oichlim. It's called the ma'acheles because it prepares food. Of course, this is a Tmiya Gedoyla. The word that should be used is a sakin. Why is it called a macheles? Because it's used to prepare food. So it's Vaitar Kasha. So why is it used here? Was Yitzhak some type of a food that was being prepared? How is that an answer to the Kasha? So a few more Kashas to get us going. One of the Kashas that Mefarshim asked is that Avraham Avinu was asked to bring Yitzchak, to take him to the Akedah. And he brings along with him a bunch of things. He brings the Eish, the Eitzim, the Macheles, Yitzchak, everything which is going to be necessary, except for the Oila, of course, except for the Seh, Ayah, Hasel, Oila. Mefarshim asks, why is Avraham Avinu schlepping all this wood? Was there a shortage of wood in where he was going to, that he needed Davka to take wood from his home? Secondly, there's a Medrash Pliya which says, Vayibaku Hamayim, that by Kriyas Yamsuf, another one of these events in Jewish history, which was in the Schus of the Akedah, Chazal told us, Vayibaku Hamayim, Vayischus Vayivaka Atze Oila, that the waters split, the Yamsuf split in the Schus of Vayivaka Atze Oila. That's just one part of Akedas Yitzchak. The fact that Avram chopped down the wood for the Akedah is the reason why the Yam split. That's recorded as one of the Medrash Pliyos. What's so significant about Vayivaka Atze Oila? And then that's Chos Vayivaku Amayim. One thing we discussed last week, the whole inyan of Bris Mila Avraham Avinu. Chazal tell us, why did Hashem appear to Avraham in Eloine Mamre? Because Mamre gave him an Eitzah Tayva for the Mila. That's Chazal's lashon. Mamre Beiloine Mamre Shenasan Lo Eitzah Ala Mila. He gave him an Eitzah for the Mila. What was this Eitzah exactly? So he told him like this. He said, Avram, you're being foolish. He said, you were thrown into a fire, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved every one of your Amach Yivam Shasagidim. Here Hashem is asking you for just one little one, and you won't give it to him? So Avram said, Yashkayach, off to do the Milah. Just hold that Chazal in mind. Lastly, Rashi tells us, Achar Hadvayim Ha'ela, in his introduction to the Akedah, Rashi tells us, what's this Achar Hadvayim Ha'ela? So Chazal Dashin, Hadvayim is a Lashon Diburim. Achar Dvarav Shal Satan, that the Satan was Makatrik Va'imer, and he said, Mikol Seuda Sha'asa Avram, Lehikir Lefanecha Parechad Va'ayalechad, that of all that you've done for Avram Avinu, he hasn't brought even one par and one aisle for you. What has he done back for you? To which Hashem says, I'll show you. If I ask him to bring his son, he'll bring that too. What's the answer to the kitchur though? What's the answer to the kasha? Sof kol sof. He hasn't brought yet a par or an aisle. So the pashtub shot, the answer is that he does bring an aisle. Right? He does bring an aisle. So he satisfies this kitchur. Something is brought. Something is l'maisa brought. But why is this the Hagdama? Why is this and how is this a Hagdama to the Akedah? So as an introduction, the Chasam Sefer, Maseches Chulin, and Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph says the following Chiddush. He notes that the Pasuk says that when Avram is on his way to the Akedah, as we mentioned, the Torah tells us that Avram took what? The Eish, the Eitzim, and the Macheles, and Yitzchak, and they went off to the Ma'is Akedah. Yet, on the Derech, when Yitzchak questions what's going on, he says to Avram Avinu, Hinei ha'Eish ve'ha'Eitzim, behold, I see the Eish and the Eitzim, ve'ayah ha'Sela Oila. Where is the Sela Oila? The Chasam Sefer says, wait a second, something's missing here. Why didn't Yitzchak say, Hinei ha'esh, v'ha'etzim, v'ha'macheles? What happened to the macheles? So the Chasam Sefer says the following chiddush. Mishnah and Chudin tells us that any type of a knife can be used for shechita. It doesn't have to be a sakin shel barzel. It can even be a sakin shel kana, which is a sakin out of wood. The Zakta Chasam Sefer, that Avram Avinu, he took a wooden macheles. A wooden macheles. And so therefore he answers this kasha. So, Frekt Yitzchak, Hini ha'ish ve'ha'itzim ve'ayah ha'sela ha'ilah, what happened to the macheles? Says the Chasam Sefer, that Bechlal Eitzim is the macheles. Because the macheles was made out of Eitzim. It's a beautiful taich to answer the diak, but what's going on here? Conventional shechita is done with a knife. And where do we ever hear that anybody would do a shechita with a wooden knife? It furthers the pella, although it answers the diak in the kasha. So it seems you can say a few things. I want to suggest a couple of terutzim, but a third teretz to work with, b'siyata d'shmaya. Gemara tells us that it was the practice of the Tanaim, the Amoraim, that when their children would become engaged, so already from earlier years, in order to make this chuppah, to create the bayis, they would plant trees in advance, because it's already too late if you're trying to make a chuppah and you have no trees and your son's about to get engaged. They would plant eitzim in advance, Gemara Megillah, in order to prepare for the moment of the chuppah. With that in mind, we can suggest that the eitzim which Avraham Avinu took, for this momentous occasion, was not just stam eitzim. You can imagine that here, Kadosh Baruch Hu had told Avraham Avinu, who waited his whole life, Ki b'Yitzchak yikar lo chazara, not only is he going to be his child, he's going to continue the legacy of Avraham Avinu. He adopted the man Yisalve, it's Beisav, it's Banav Acharav. And here, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram, to Shecht Yitzchak and the game is over. So what does Avraham Avinu do? He takes the Eitzim, which he already had planted from the birth of Yitzchak, which he was waiting for that chuppah, for that time that Yitzchak would bring a Yaakov into the world and continue the mission of Avraham Avinu. And out of the chavivus of the mitzvah, he used the very Eitzim, which is a preparation for the chasna Yitzchak, for the Akedah on the Mizbeach. Ad kedei kach was the Ahava that Avraham had. And he was serious about it. He was serious about this endeavor, that he was going to lay Yitzchak on the very Eitzim which he had hoped would be for his chasana. When all those dreams come shattering, these are the Eitzim he uses. And that's why he takes Eitzim. You can't find those Eitzim on Har HaMoriah. You have to take those Eitzim for the Hidur Mitzvah of being Makav Yitzchak on such Eitzim. It's very nice because Yaakov should have been born out of these Eitzim. And the Chazal say, Vayivaka Atze Oila, Vayivaka is the Osios Yaakov. That these were the Eitzim from which Yaakov was going to come from, under that chuppah. So therefore these weren't just Stam Eitzim. And with that mysterious nefesh, which Avraham Avinu put into those Eitzim, and yet he was able to use those Eitzim, was a very big schus in and of itself. That's one pshat, perhaps. It's supported by a medrash. It's very nice, because the medrash says, the following. This is quoted in Torah Shleima, Siman Kuf Dalet, in this parak. Vayavoyu el hamakam. They came to the place. Shnei mevim es ha'avonim, shnei mevim es ha'esh, shnei mevim es ha'etzim. Avraham daimek kimisha asa chasnas libnai, v'yitzchak daimek kimisha asa chuppah la'atzmai. Mamash, very nice. Otherwise, mamash apella. It's like they're making a chuppah here. Lamaitz, it's these eitzim. Perhaps the second pshat could be as follows. We have a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim which says, ki yihyeh be'ish chet mishpat maves v'humas v'salisa yisrael la'etz. That if there's somebody who has a mishpat maves v'humas and he dies, v'salisa yisrael la'etz, so you hang him on a tree. Right? That's the halacha. That if a person is has one of the arvim mitzvos bezin, so we hang him. Now, the Ari said the following hesped on the Ramak. He said, if somebody is a zayt tzaddik, that there is no chet mamish, and you see that he dies, so you have to be toilet his misa and the gezeiras misa from the chet etzadas. Nobody can escape the gezeiras misa of the chet etzadas. So therefore, if a person dies and he's a tzaddik, v'salisa yisrael ha'etz, you should be toilet on the etz, which is the chet of the etzadas. The Ari said that about the Ramak at his Levi. So it could be that the reason why Avraham Avinu used Eitzim for this Machelis was to suggest and to show Hashem Yisbarach that this is an Oyla Tmima. He's Tamim Mamish. There's no Aveira here. How can this person be killed right now? How can we shecht him like this? What Aveira has this child Yitzchak Avinu done? There's no Misa here that you could be toilet on any Chait. So he took a second shell eitz to be merameis v'salisa yisrael eitz. That it has to be that this is a gzeira which goes back to the chet etzadas. And with Yizem, we can understand why it's called a macheles, because macheles is merameis to the chet from the achila of the etzadas. What Avraham is suggesting is that he's such a tzaddik that it goes back this misa to the chet etzadas. However, there's a third pshat, as we mentioned, which to work with b'siyata l'shamayim. There's another very significant pair of eitzim, which is mentioned in the beginning of the parasha. And if it's mentioned in the beginning of the parasha, it certainly connects to the end of the parasha. And these malachim come to visit Avraham Avinu, the Torah tells us v'hishanu tachas ha'etz, that he sat them underneath a tree. So this isn't just stam a tree. Already Chazal darshan, this is a sukkah. So the Zayir has the following statement. The Zayir says, tachazi, ilana nata Avram. Avram planted a tree. B'chol asid di yuri ever he would go. He would go. B'lo havis salib b'chol asid di kayoz bar b'shat di yuri b'ar dechnan. Over how he learned with this tree, have a yada, he would know. Man, this achabib b'kuchim b'chol man, this achabib what is zara. He knew from this tree whether somebody was davik b'Hashem or not davik b'Hashem. If they were davik b'Hashem, so then the tree would blossom and get very happy. And if they were davik to the stracha, then it would shrivel up. If that would happen, what would he do? There was a mikveh which was underneath this tree. He would take this tamidika person, he would stick them into the mikvah, and then he was able to bring them under this tree. That's what the Zayir says about this tree. This is called Vishanu Tachas Ha'etz V'loy Tachas Avodah Zarah. It would seem, therefore, that this is the tree which Avraham Avinu used. This is the tree that Avraham Avinu wanted to use for the Akedah. As a remnant to this, right before the Hormai Sidi Akedah, which is Achadim Ha'ira, the Torah tells us this, it says the following pasuk, Vayita Eshel Bive'er Sheva, Vayikrasham Hashem B'Shem Olam. And after it says that pasuk, it goes straight into the Akedah. Achad v'mayle, the Akedah. So what's the juxtaposition here, the smichas ha'parashas between this eshel b'be'er sheva and the Akedah? Only to suggest that if you're wondering about this ma'achelis comes from this eshel. Like the Medrash says, v'yita eshel b'be'er sheva. Why is it called an eshel? This is the eshel from the beginning of the parsha. Shenata ilanos la'ovim v'shavim kidei sheyuhu miskatim sham shenemar v'yita eshel v'yesh oimim eshel as v'shetevus achil eshtir v'lina. So alamai, you see from here that the very tree, which is the hakdama for what? For the whole parsha of the Akedah, is v'hishana tachayitz in the beginning of the parsha. From this tree, Avraham makes the machalas. With this, we can answer why it's called the machalas. Because this was the tree which he fed people. Going back to our Chazal, Amar Rabbi Chanina, why is it called Machalas? Shemachsheres Oichlim. So we said, Machsheres Oichlim, that's the reason why? That Elamai, it's Machsheres Oichlim, the Hainu, this was the tree that Avraham prepared food for people. So why is Avraham Avinu want to use it here? Why should this be used? So the simple pshat, you could say, it's for Hidur Mitzvah. We have a klal. That once you use a certain chefza for a mitzvah, you should use it again for another mitzvah. So here Avraham Avinu was taking the opportunity that since it was used for the mitzvah of achila shtir v'lina, to go ahead and use it for the mitzvah of the akedah. That's one pshat which you could suggest. Another pshat is like similar to what we said before, that Avraham Avinu was closing up shop. Meaning that the whole reason why he had people come into this house and he spread the name of Hashem and he taught people to make brachos, he taught the world about Hashem Yisbarach, was because he was trying to do his job as an Evan Hashem, as an Oyev Hashem. But here then Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu, I don't want Yitzhak, forget about it. It seems like Hashem is changing his mind. So Avraham, his humility, he says, okay, you don't want my vote anymore. I guess I'm not doing such a good job, so I'm closing shop. That's it. Now perhaps the deeper reason why he used this was because he was trying to save Yitzhak from the Akev. How so? Because, what did we say before? That the Malach, the Satan, said what? He was mekatzim and he said, "Mikol su the shasa avim amlei hikir lefanecha parachar oay alechad." What has Avinu done for you? He hasn't brought a single par. Hasn't brought a single echad. There's been no korbanos. There's been no korbanos have been brought. So Avinu is giving an answer back, but derech remez tasham yisbarach to answer the kitchik of the satan. So the whole kitchik of the satan is that there's no par, there's no ayal, there's no korban. What do you mean there's no par, there's no ayal, there's no korban? My whole life is a korban to you. You know how many people I was machzir b'tshuva underneath this tree? And you're making a kitchik about a par and about an aisle? What's a bigger korban? What's a bigger hatzlacha? To bring a par v'aisle on the mizbeach? Or to be makai of another human being, Tashem mizbeach? Of course, it's pashut. It's pashut to bring getting back Tashem mizbeach. This is the life of Avraham Avinu. So although Avraham Avinu had to accept the kitchik of the satan and it created and it put in motion the whole ma'is of the akedah, Avraham Avinu was giving a hint as to a teretz to the whole kitchuk. He's saying, look at the ma'acheles, that as this ma'acheles is on the throat of Yitzhak Avinu, the ma'acheles is screaming the sanegra to Hashem Yisbarach. How can you allow this knife which saved and taught the world about your achdus to shecht Yitzhak? It's a tremendous sanegra in the face of the kategor. In fact, that's why the word ma'acheles the derech remez is the word mace with the word eichel in the middle. As if to say that all the achilas that Avraham Avinu did underneath that tree was mafsik between the man and the tough. To be mafsik and to be matzal Yitzchak from this misa. In fact, at the time that this was taking place, the psiksa quotes the following thing. Mikiven shebalitin es ha-machelas ha-tzavaro. When Avraham put the machelas on the throat of Yitzchak, bo malachim, again these are malachi rachamim, v'hayu boichim, u'metzavchim de Kadosh Baruch, they were crying. What were they saying? Heichin hu matan schar and shalov de drachim she'avim v'diach ha'bo'ilam. Where is the matan schar from all the people that Avraham Avinu did b'tshuva here? She'hayu boim mikol mokum v'lonim yitzla avram v'lechol chinam, that they made brachas. You're going to be made for bris with Avraham Avinu. Harei ha'machelis al tzavaro. What does that have to do with the machelis al tzavaro? But the teretz is that since the machelis was on tzavaro, they remembered all of the achilas that Avraham Avinu had done. Because that's the connection. This machelis is from that eish al shanat be'avram. If it's it works out very nicely. Because there's another medrash which says as follows. The malachu came in the beginning of the parasha and said, Shoyiv ashu ve'lecha ka'ez chayah. What do we find that the Malach ever came back? Malach came back? Where? So the Medrash says, you know when the Malach came back? The Malach came back by Har HaMoriah. And Har HaMoriah, when the Malach comes in, it says, Avram Avram, that was the Malach in the beginning of the parasha. So see what we're saying? It's, the connection is very nice. That's why it says, Shoyv Ashu. I'll come back later, I'm going to come back again. The teretz is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram through the Malach at that time is I'm not just giving you a child which I'm ensuring you which will be born. I'm giving you a child which I'm ensuring will continue to live. Will continue to live. And he came later. That Malach who showed up underneath that eight came back later at the time to save Yitzhak and Hara Maria. Because it was in the schus of that that all the achilas, all the macheles, which Avraham Avinu provided for them, that the Malach says I'm coming back to save you later on. There's the connection between the eights in the beginning and the macheles at the end of the parsha. This we can understand why it is that the Torah mentions that of all the eitzim, it says Vayosem es ha'eitzim al Yitzchak beno, that he threw all the eitzim onto Yitzchak. That Yitzchak is schlepping the eitzim. Why is he schlepping the eitzim? Because what Avraham wanted the entire time. That Yitzchak is schlepping these eitzim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look down and to see that this tree that Avraham Avinu cut down and threw it on the back of Yitzchak, that it should be v'lam mitzchus on Yitzchak the entire time to be matzal him from the kitchen. In fact, when Yitzchak says hinei ha'ish v'ha'eitzim v'ayeh haseh la'ayla, there's a remez b'derech gematria, v'ayeh haseh is gematria eishah. As if to say the ayah has said that in the schos of that eishel should be nitzel for misa. Let's get back to this eitzah. to this, the Mila which we spoke about in the beginning of the parasha. Ve'yir alav Hashem ve'elinu imamre. That Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu and Elohim Mamre. Why? Because Mamre gave him the Eitz HaTorah for the Mila. So what was the nature of this Eitz HaTorah that Mamre gave to Avraham Avinu? So we said before already from Chazal that he had said like a kal v'chomer, like a kol shekein. Like, don't be silly, Avraham Avinu. You can do this. Perhaps you could say a different shot. Perhaps this is the advice that Mamre gave Avraham Avinu. He said like this: you're afraid that you're an old man, and you're going to do the Mila, and you're going to die because you're an old person, won't be able to sustain it. I have a piece of advice for you. Look over here, you have an eshel. You do lots of mitzvahs with this eshel. What I think you should do is you should take a little piece of the eshel, and you should put it on the izemel hamila, on the knife of the mila, so that when you go ahead and you shecht and you do the mila on yourself, that the eishel will be melam mitzchus on you, that nothing should happen. L'chora, that's the eitzah which he gave, and it works out very nicely, because that would be pshat why it says vayirei lo Hashem. Be'eloine mamre. Eloine is a lashon ilon, the Rishonim say. Be'eloine mamre. The ilon of mamre. Why is it called the ilon of mamre? The Teretz is because he pointed to that ilon, he pointed to that eitz, and he said, this is where the eitz is going to be from. This is where this advice is going to be from. From that ilon, he was able to offer that advice. But it's even more miduyuk in the lashon of Chazal. Why was he in his gala? He gave him the eitz for the mila. And this is from where Avraham Avinu learned the whole kunz of the Akedas Yitzchak. That if for the Maisa Mila, which is a very small operation, and so it takes just a little bit of the eitz to be melam mitzchus, but here that Yitzchak is being makir of his entire self, so you need the whole eitz. But he learned that from Mamre, which may imply why Mamre is a lashon of Mayriya, to connect Har HaMayriya with Mamre as well. I'll just tell you Agav, the pshat of the Arugas HaBaisam. This is nothing to do with what we're saying, but he has a beautiful pshat and it's kedai to mention. It's mamish so sweet. He says another pshat, what does it mean that Avraham Avinu, the Mamre, gave an eitz al hamila? So he says the following thing. He says, mila has two parts. We spoke about it last week. There's two parts of bris mila. One is the maisa mila itself, and the other is that it's kairis bris with Hashem Yisbarach, that wherever a person goes, he has a bris which has been forged with Hashem Yisbarach. So according to the first understanding of Mila, that a person just makes one act of Mesiris Nefesh, so the mitzvah is just in one moment. But the fact that a person has a krisis bris with Hashem Yisbarach, that continues his whole life. So he says, it makes for an afka mina, as that the bracha which you make on the bris. That if it's just the first pshat, which is just one moment, then you should say lamol. You should make the bracha lamol. I don't know how you would, lamol, shaking shum as well, lamol habris. But if it's the second pshat, it's something which is a continuous thing, so that's the pshat that you, it's a bracha which you make. Al hamila. Al hamila means it's a continuation of the mila. So Avram, in his humility, didn't think that the bris mila would be a krisas bris with Hashem Yisbarach, because he didn't think of himself as being so great. But he never thought he was doing anything for Hashem Yisbarach all along anyways. So Mamre said to him, no, don't be such an honor. Don't just think that it's just a one-shot thing. You're making a bris with Hashem, it's going to last you forever. You need to make a bracha al hamila. So that's pshat nechazal. Shemam meinasan lo'etza al hamila. And he told him to make the bracha of al hamila as opposed to lamo. It's the Arugas HaBoisim's pshat.
Who is that?
The Arugas HaBoisim. I think he was one of the beginning of the Papa dynasty. I think Papa. This mahalach is actually very nice because it's a chasam sefer l'shitasai. How is this chasam sefer l'shitasai? So the grandson of the chasam sefer, he records the following account. He said that when chasam sefer assumed the nesius to be the nasi for the tzedakos of Eretz Yisrael, so the chachmei Yerushalayim sent him a gift. They sent him a gift, and this gift was a piece of the tree of Avram Avinu, this v'hishanu tachas ha'etz. Sent him a piece of the tree. So what did he do with this chasam sefer? He took it to a woodsmith, and he had engraved in it the letters v'hinei shleish anashim yitzavim alav, and he was an expert moyel, you know. He was a moyel. And he received a knife from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, and that's what he did all of his milas with. So he took it to the woods, to this woodsmith. He attached the eitz and made it the handle of the bris milah, of the izemel. And he said, from the moment which I used this eitz on this izemel, never was there any yimichshel in any of my milas which I did for the children of Bnei Yisrael. So the pizetz, mamash l'shitasa. That the very chasam sefer who taught us earlier that the machelis which Avraham Avinu used was a machelis shel eitz by the Akedah, which we thereby connected to the bris milah as well, that Avram used for the bris, the eitz from Mamre, to use it for the ma'isa milah. This is the chasam sefer l'shitasa, that he himself used not just eitz for the milah, but the very eitz from the machelis of Avraham Avinu he used for his milas. It's mamish hainuach. He just adds as a footnote there that apparently this item was very coveted at some point in history, that the museum of the Queen of England, she purchased this izemel, and as soon as it came to England, some type of a nace happened, a fire came and it burnt it up and it disappeared. She wasn't zeichet to have it. Just a historical note about this izemel. But anyways, you see, it's fascinating the shitasa, the chasam sefer, as it connects to the milah, to the akedah. So with this, we can understand the medrash plia which we quoted before. So if we put into perspective what this eitzim were, what is this eitzim? Why did Avraham have to schlep these eitzim? Was there not any enough eitzim there? Teretz is, it wasn't just stam eitzim. This is an investment, his whole life he invested in this. He put everything into this yitzlok. He put everything into these eitzim, whether it was for the chuppah, whether it was the eishel, whatever it was, this was not just stam maisa vayibaka atzeila. This is a vayibaka atzeila with a mesiris nefesh, that kevyachal Hashem was mersi nefesh for the Jewish people to do something lemalim in a teva for them to be matzah. That in itself has a tremendous kayach. What's interesting is if you take a look at Kriyas Yamsov, we find that the whole Tzuri of Kriyas Yamsov is very similar to the Eishel, which we described before in the Zohar. That the whole essence of this eight was what? To be mavdil bein hatmeim v'hatahayim. To be mavdil between those who are misachid v'kutri b'chu and those who are not misachid v'kutri b'chu. So the whole essence of Kriyas Yamsov was what? To be mavdil between Bnei Yisrael and the Mitzvah. Right? Same thing. To be mavdil between the two of them. Not only that, but this whole event of going through the Yam Sof has a bechin of going into a mikvah. It's considered to be like a mikvah. And we know that Bnei Yisrael, when they came to Har Sinai, they were megayer, but there was in Pnimius there was a geirus which was taking place even now, because we already know that Kriyas Yam Sof was a bechin of mila. Oz Yashir, right? Oz is Gematria 8, which is a remez to Mila. Some already speak about this, that the Yam split in this Chus of Bris Mila. That's why Yosef split the Yam. Yosef is Mila. The Ein Kamak Malachak was there. This 7/8 day is considered to be the Bechinas Mila for Bnei Yisrael. That's why it's called Ma'avir Banu Ben Gizrei Yamsov. Gizrei is the targum for the word Mila. It's called Gizra. Called Gizrei Yam Sof, that it was a mila for Gans Klal Yisrael. It was a communal mila which took place on a level for Gans Klal Yisrael, had a mila by the Yam Sof. So we know that a Maisa Geiris needs mila and tefila, right? So the mila and tefila they coincided by Kriyas Yam Sof, that by going through the Yam, that was considered to be, they were toivled in the mikvah at the time of the mila, that it was a mila and tefila biyachad. That's also very similar to the Eishel of Avraham, that it had a mikvah running underneath. Chazal tell us also that the Jewish people, as they were crossing the Yam Suf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matzmiach eitzim, and were able to eat fruits from these trees. So the pshat is then in the schus of the eitz, that Avraham Avinu was machil so many people under this eitz, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midah keneged midah, provided peiros and what to eat for the Jewish people from eitzim, which sprouted out of the walls of the Yam Suf as well. Because we said before, vayivaku atzi oila, vayivaku amayim. It's very nicely, it's Merum is in the pasuk which we say every Friday night. Yiram hayom u'malayoy, ya'aloy sadai v'chol ha'sheboy, oz iranino kol ha'tzayar. There's a connection between the Yiram hayom u'malayoy, which is Kiyas Yamsov, and the oz iranino kol ha'tzayar. Oz, of course, is oz yashir, it's the eighth day. That's why the knife of the meal is called izemel. Izemel is aleph zayin, which is oz, which is eight, and then mol, izemel. Right? Izemel. So this izemel bridges the gap between the Yiram Hayom Umalayoi, Oz Yiran and Nukolat Seyar. It's even a room in which we say, Yimincha Hashem Tirat Oyev. Mincha Hashem Tirat Oyev. Because the Yamin of Hashem is called Avram. Avram is called the Yamin Hashem. Tirat Oyev. Tirat is like a combination of the words Tor, Tafresh, which is a remnant of Torah, and Eitz. Tirat is the Eitz. As if to say that the eights of Avram, which is the Yemin Hashem, which taught Torah underneath that eights, by Kriyas Yam Suf, in the schos of Yemin Hashem Tirat Oyev, in the schos of Avram, who taught Torah underneath that eights, Bnei Yisrael was zeichet to Kriyas Yam Suf. V'harem is lazeh, the Torah says, Yukach nam yad maim v'rachatzu raglechem v'hishanu tachas ha'eitz. Raglechem v'hishanu tachas ha'eitz is Rashi Teva's Torah. That he taught Torah underneath that eights. That's called Tirat. Mincha Hashem, which is Avram, Tirat Oyev. And the schus of the Torah that he taught under that eight, that's again, Vayivaka Atzi Oyla, Vayivaku Amai. There's one last footnote about this Inyan. There's another time in history, Torah history, biblical history, where we find that there's a planting of eitzim which takes place well in advance of something major which is going to happen later in Klal Yisrael. And that's, of course, the arozim which Yaakov Avinu planted in Mitzrayim. The Torah says that the Mishkan was made out of atzei shittim oimdim. So Rashi quotes the Tanchuma in Parshas Truma, which tells us that Yaakov Avinu was not a rosin in Mitzrayim, that he planted a rosin in Mitzrayim, because he foresaw already that the Jewish people would be making a Mishkan in the Midbar, and he didn't want just stamazoi eitzim from the Midbar to be used. He wanted eitzim which he should plant l'shem shemayim b'kedusha v'tahara in Mitzrayim to be used for the Jewish people. So we see this idea that in the same way that from the Akedah there was a special eitzim which was designated earlier, which would be used later on for the Akedah. Yaakov Avinu probably learned that from Avraham Avinu, that to build the Mishkan, he would want to plant arozim much earlier in time to be used later. That's called atzei shittim oimdim. Now there's a medrash which does an amazing thing. Seems like I wrote down the wrong Mayim Makom, so I can't find it here. On that pasuk, Vayita Esha, Vive'er Sheva, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, which we quoted before as the Hakdama to the whole Indian of the Akedah, which by the way is a remiss to the Yamsuf, because that's called Be'er Sheva. The Medrash says as follows. Vayita Eshel B'Be'er Sheva, Yesh Oymer is a Medrash Agada. Yesh Oymer Eshel Mamish. Some say this Eshel was literally a tree. Umimenu Nase Habriya Chatichoin. V'Yakov Avinu Harvidu L'Mitzrayim Kishayora L'Sham. Mamish insane. But this Eshel, which Avinu here had planted, was the very Eshel which Yaakov Avinu took down and planted in Mitzrayim, from which the Mishkan was made from. Can you imagine the Gilgal of this eight? From Avram to Yaakov and Mitzrayim, all the way down to the Mishkan. Works out very nicely in what's chaz was Akedah, like we started with, a shmira and a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. But we know that the whole building of the Mishkan was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. But this very Eshel of Avram Avinu was the stuff which that the Mishkan, the Briach HaTichon, was made out of. The Jewish people in the Midbar. If so, it's very gishmak, because that means that the Jewish people carried out these Eitzim with them through the Yam. In which case, it's not just the pshat that in the schos of the Vayivaka Atze'oila, Vayivaka Amayim, it's the pshat that, just like Chazal tell us, that it split for Yosef because it saw Yosef. Yosef was there. It was the army Yosef was staring them in the face, so it split because of Yosef. So the pshat is that when the Yamsuf saw the Eitzim, which was Yaakov, they were carrying from Yaakov, who had it from Avraham Avinu, it split for the Eitzim. This is the Eitzim. And it could be that's pshat, that what happened to the Malach? The Malach says, Shoyev Oshav Elecha Keis Chaya. So we know that there's a Malach which also appears by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Torah says, Vayisa Malach Elokim, Ha'adach Tiftei Nachani Yisrael, Yif Nachayim, that there was a Malach who was separating the Jewish people, that's right. Could be that's the Malach which came back later. We sat underneath that Eitzim and ensuring the Jewish people that everything would go okay. That's the chat. I'll come again. I'll come by the Akedah and I'll come again by the Kriyas Yamsuf. It's all one long sugya. So it's an amazing thing how this Ma'acheles, which seems to be just a tiny davar tafel to the whole sugya, in itself was a tremendous chus for the Jewish people, and that has mamish a history from Avram to Yaakov to Yitzias Mitzrayim to the building of the Mishkan. There's such a mysterious nefesh involved in every single nekudah of the Akedah. You can bring out so much mysterious nefesh, and every ounce of mysterious nefesh of this tremendous Avodah Avraminu was a lasting chus for the Jewish people. Vayivaka Atze is Gematria Mashiach. Let us hope then it was chus of even just a simple Vayivaka Atze. Shavizeche to that time would be a scale telling everyone.